Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Friday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're in the Gospel of John, chapter number 1, where verse number 14 says, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us." And with this verse, we have been looking at the Christ of Christmas from an unusual passage from the first chapter of the book of John. Now, it's true that John says nothing of shepherds nor wise men or Bethlehem or angels or any of the things that we would normally relate to the Christmas story. But I want to say that apparently there's more than one Christ being proclaimed this Christmas, because the science channels and many others will shortly begin to run programs relating the birth of Christ to a Roman soldier as his father, to Joseph as his father, and then many other theories. But may I say, that must not be the Christ of course, we know it's not the Christ that we preach and proclaim and celebrate his birth. Because the Christ of Christmas that we celebrate, he was and is eternally God. The Bible says in John 1, "In the beginning was the Word." This doesn't indicate a start, but rather a state, an eternal state, a time before time. And then we see in the second part of that verse, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God." May I say the Christ of Christmas, he's equal with God. He is equally God. And somebody said, "Well, that means you have more than one God." No, not at all. It's the truth of the Trinity. And you don't express God through a mathematical equation, 1 plus 1 plus 1 equals 3, but rather 1 times 1 times 1 equals 1. And we see the Trinity in the universe, space, time, and matter. We see the Trinity in time, past, present, future. We see the Trinity in our human beings. We're body, soul, and spirit. And we could continue that thought and take that further. But certainly Christ is equal with God. He's eternal. He's equal with God. And he is God in essence. He's essentially God. Christ said, "He that has seen the Father hath seen me." He went on to say, "I and my Father are one." And then on yesterday, we saw the evidence, the truth. The Bible says, "And all things were made by him." All things were made by him. "And without him was not made anything that was made." May I say, he is the executor of God. It was by him. He flung the worlds into their mud sockets. He set the solar systems and the galaxies orbiting in perfect unison, one with the other. And so he is the very essence of God. He is equal with God. He is eternally God. And as well, he is the executor of God. He spoke and it happened. Well, today let's look at these verses. In John, 1 John chapter number 4, the Bible says, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men." Well, can I say today that even though the Bible goes on to say, "And that light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." May I say that in spite of that, that the Lord Jesus, he is the enlightenment of God. The Bible says, "In him was life." And not just life, but the Bible says that we might have life more abundantly. Do you understand that generations have born and died in heathen lands, never understanding even why they existed? But it took the gospel. It took the gospel to come to Europe. It took the gospel to come to the continent of North America. It took the gospel to enlighten men. Rather than just killing one another and surviving and living and dying, my friend, it gave us a purpose and an understanding of who we were and why we are. May I say, in him was life. And the Bible says, "And the life was the light of men." He is the enlightenment. I'm glad to report to you the reason missionaries are not coming here, rather than us taking missionaries to the dark part places of this earth, is because the enlightenment of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we are the civilized nation that we once were, and quickly departing it, but because of the enlightenment of the gospel, the Christ of Christmas. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, would you bless this thought this week to your glory. In Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great weekend.